This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mike Vrabel earlier today talking about Drake May and his leadership, which he has been trying to mold and improve for his quarterback this offseason.
I think it's an interesting discussion. I do, because the hard part, can people understand that maybe the hard part, Drake May was not the first overall pick. He wasn't even the second quarterback. He was the third quarterback picked. Mm-hmm. And he's not playing his best football right now. It's hard to be a leader when you yourself are struggling on the field. And I think that's part of the problem, but I have no problem with Mike trying to get him, bring out some of those leadership qualities. A lot of people say leaders are born. I think you can teach somebody to be a leader. I really do. So I applaud Mike's effort in doing that.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Fitzy, before we get back to the phone calls, that answer actually made me think of your Roman Anthony take and some of the criticisms you took there with Mike Vrabel talking about you always try to make players better. Like, mm-hmm. You meet them where they are and you coach them to improve. If the guy is a C-level player, you're hoping to get him a B-level player. If he's an A-level player, you're hoping to get him A-plus or Hall of Fame-level player. And I think that's what the consideration is with Roman Anthony's power. Sure, it's great that he walks a lot and hits for average, but that doesn't mean you can't ask him to hit for a little more power or maybe cut down on the strikeouts and take his game to the next level because he is that damn good.
Yeah, and the altering of the swing, and I know I took a beating on social media, the temporary scourge of Red Sox social media nation. It's not about like, yeah, hey, kid, you've been swinging this way your whole life. Now change it to hit for more power. It's more along the lines of like, hey, I know you have that in there as well. So if you're just going for, you know, line drives, contact and walks, like every now and again, maybe swing for the fences because the team could use, even with their great run production and differential, Andy, a little pop. Same goes with some of these guys Vrabel's coaching up.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. We're talking Patriots. We're talking win total expectations. ESPN says best case scenario is 11. Worst case scenario is 6. What say you? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Ray in Boston. What's up, Ray?
Fitzy, I can't believe you. I thought you knew football. If an 8-9 season is a disappointment for you, then you don't know football.
No, I never said it was a disappointment. No, Ray. I didn't.
Sorry,
I never
maybe
said.
I'm wrong.
I never said an 8-9 season would be a disappointment. I said certain you know facets of Pats Nation might find it to be a disappointment because I think they're believing 9-8, 10-7 as well. But to double your win total from a year ago and show people that the turnaround is legitimately underway and there are brighter seasons and days ahead, I'm 100%. As long as they look good and don't embarrass us the way that they did last year and the year before, Ray, I'm 100% on board with that.
As a realistic Patriots fan, I'd be happy with a six-win season because we haven't done anything to get better. They're saying, oh, Pop Douglas, he's so great, he's so great. That's what they said last year about the guy. Stephon Diggs hasn't caught a pass over 5 yards this whole training camp last time I checked. We have rookies on the offensive line. We don't even have a pass rusher. Keon White, he's supposed to be great for the last 3 years. Last time I checked, if you're not helping, you're hurting, and we haven't done anything. If you added Micah Parsons and Terry McLaurin, I'd be like, okay, yeah, 8 or 9 wins. If we win 6 games and we can just score a touchdown in the fourth quarter, then I would be a happy Patriots fan. I'm sick of turning the game off and going outside to rake leaves in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Go
Thanks
Pat.
For the call, Ray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, I don't think we're going to... Andy, that game... Remember the game? I think it was 2 seasons ago. It was a Giants game. I think it was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We did a 6 Rings Live as well at halftime. It was, I think that was the absolute bottom. It was right after the Germany, maybe it was after the Germany game. It was so bad. Remember, it was like 7-0, Mac threw 2 picks, DeVito, they got beat by DeVito 10-7. Like, I see that, those are the days that Ray's thinking of. Those days are long gone now. Those days are not going to get you anymore.
Well, we hope they're long gone.
We hope. And I mean, so
that was just 2 years ago. We think they're a better team now. We don't know, but we think they're better.
And Ray, I'm as cynical and skeptical as anyone. But to say they haven't done anything to get better is just not accurate. No, they didn't get Micah Parsons and Terry McLaurin.
Right.
They added Mike Vrabel. They added Josh McDaniels. They added an entire coaching staff that is light years more experienced and better than last year.
Can we say that they've been more of a sense of urgency to get this team better this year than we've seen in forever?
They also spent hundreds of millions of dollars on guys named Carlton Davis, Milton Williams, Harold Landry. Like, they brought in veteran talent to get better. They used the number 4 pick in the draft on a guy who I think everybody thought might be the best offensive lineman in the draft, whether he's a guard or a tackle. We can go down that whole road.
Yep.
So to say that they haven't done anything to get better, and that doesn't include the rest of the draft either, Travion Henderson and all those other guys, they've done things to get better. So, and I like Ray's mentality, because if you go in thinking 6 is a success and you get 8, you're going to be feeling really good. And then you're going to be like, whoa, if they get out one more player here and one more player there.
I think Patriot fans, see, I disagree a little bit. I think Patriot fans are more in line with Ray. I think most people are kind of just pragmatic about what they were this team. I don't think all of a sudden people feel like they're going to go to the playoffs this year. They hope, but I think they just want to see some improvement from what they've seen over here the last few years and the quarterback play get better. I think that is kind of what most people's expectations are for this team.
I smell a new poll question, Andy.
What's that?
Where are you in line with the optimistic playoff bound fan, the hover near a winning record or losing record is fine as long as there's turnaround?
Okay, we can put that in the hopper.
But a winning record can still not make the playoffs.
Right, a winning record could miss the playoffs, and a losing record could be a great season, in my opinion, depending on how it all plays out and you deal with everything. You know, for example, if Josh Allen gets hurt and the AFC East becomes wide open, that changes the perspective. The Dolphins look snake bitten to me. Bob Cousy was wrong. It's not the Celtics, it's the Dolphins.
It's no doubt.
They're going down the crapper.
Them, the Steelers.
Yeah, do we have an update on Chop Robinson?
I don't have a specific update, but the fact that he and their entire secondary is already injured after they underachieved last year, and the head coach is already openly feuding with Tyreek Hill, and the head coach
and
is on the hot
seat. And an offensive line coach is questioning the practice habits.
Jalen Ramsey was criticizing him.
They got rid of him.
The whole thing is over for them. They are in trouble. But all your team doesn't just play in a vacuum. Like, you have to play other teams. And, you know, this easy schedule we look at now, easiest in the AFC, third easy. Well, sometimes that looks different in like a month. And you're like, didn't expect those two teams. Like, what if the Raiders are a good team? And I know that's hard. But what if Pete Carroll turns it around? Geno Smith has that reclamation project type story again. What if the Raiders end up being a 12-win team? Well, your schedule's not as easy now if the Raiders are a 12-win team right out the gates. So that has a way to adjust. So the truth is somewhere in the middle. Ray, have a little more hopeful look, Ray. That's me saying that. Be a little bit more optimistic, and I think you'll be happier in life. 617-779-7937. How many wins you think for the Patriots? Let's go to Chris in Milford. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First off, I was completely caught off guard when Stiz answered my call by my name. I had no idea you guys saved that stuff. You must have notes on people, too. And
files,
make sure
binders.
Ray's notes include that he's a big pessimist on the Patriots, when he calls in, y'all know. But anyway, I'm the opposite, man. I'm as hopeful for this team in the last, as I have been in the last 5 years. We got an exciting young quarterback. We got an energetic head coach that actually sounds like he knows what he's talking about and is real when he's talking to people, the media and whatnot. We got a lot of young talent. Sure. I mean, we're not going to win a Super Bowl. But if we can get to 8, 9, 10 wins and Drake May looks like the truth, then, we'll be back to the previous 20 years when we just came into every season bored, expecting to win. This is a season where we're hopeful, got optimism. And one last thing, Ted. You're the man. You had a huge impact on what we did in the early part of the dynasty and even before that. So I love you, man. You're a hero. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris.
Go.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Chris. You're a hero.
Very nice.
Wow. That was
very nice. Low bar for heroes. Low bar. Chris,
you
has
said
a,
it, not me.
Chris has a low bar.
Not all heroes wear capes. They wear flowery shirts.
That's it. Thank
hero.
You. Thank you. Very nice.
I like that perspective. The only thing I would say for me, and this is what you and I fought over, if you remember, that one day when you wanted to kill me and grab me by the head and just...
That was one day?
The one day.
Oh.
The one day he most wanted to kill me is even, he goes, if we win 8, 10 games, to me those are different.
There's a difference.
In the NFL, like, that's kind of a big difference there. So
you're right in saying that.
8, I feel good. 10, I think you have borderline a parade for a hell of a season, and Mike Vrabel gets to throw a big party for his first year down in Foxborough. So the one thing I've said to Fitzy and others is it would be nice to get back to, and he just referenced it, Chris just referenced it, that, there was a time when everybody cared about the hat and T-shirt games. If you won the division, everyone cared about the division title. Then it was just like, talk to me in the AFC Championship game. Talk to me in the Super Bowl. Let's go back to it matters if you just make the playoffs.
You know what? And that's what I think Patriot fans are at their best, is when they're seeing a team build on something. Like I got here in 95. We were building something in 95.
Yep.
We went to the Super Bowl in 96. Nobody expected us. We saw what happened there. So we still kept building and building and building. And then it all came to fruition in the early 2000s. I think people just want to be on board with a team that is building towards something. And it feels like that's what they're doing right now.
Moving forward. We haven't been moving forward for a couple years, and that would be nice. Let's go back one more phone call before we hit the break. Mark in Connecticut. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, guys? Love you all. Hey, it was great to finally get to meet you guys in person on Friday at the game. That was great, guys.
We had a lot of fun out there.
It was fun.
Absolutely. 10-7. I got many bets on it. 10-7. I really think the coaching staff alone elevates this team to at least 4 more wins, so that's 8. But I'm still going to give it because of all the additions that we made on the defensive side of the ball and Stephon Diggs. We're going to go 10-7. And Efton Chisholm is my little secret weapon right now. I got to talk to him at training camp. The kid has that little itch, that little it factor. I really think he's going to be something special.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark.
Hope so.
Thank you, Mark.
I mean, you see a little something there. You do.
Oh, yeah, there's a little something.
Little something there.
Emphasis on little, Ted, that you would do with me.
Just a little something there. Oh. He is little.
Fitzy, have we seen a jersey yet?
We have not seen an 86
no,
yet.
No.
Well, I don't know if there's a Chisholm jersey in the Patriots Pro Shop yet.
I can't imagine.
No, it would have to be custom. If he makes the roster, they'll fly.
You have to be drafted.
Yeah. No.
Even the late round draft picks don't have jerseys.
But you could make a custom one. You could go in there if you really wanted to be. Because a lot of fans are like that. They want to be the first.
Yeah.
First Efton, like somebody, and then they want us in the media to be like, I was at Patriots practice and I saw my first Efton Chisholm jersey. Yeah. But that there isn't one yet is interesting. They will come. If he makes the roster, they will sell. Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Talking Patriots projections. Up next, we're talking Patriots practice. Mike Dassault, Patriots.com, joins us fresh off the joint practice fields of Minnesota. Stick around. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.